You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, spins. I was reading Louisa Wall's Herald article asking for community support that some of the girls and families in Low Desard were unable to go to schools because they can't afford sanitary products. So I said to my business partner, Chrissy, I said, Chrissy, you want me to support and be marketing manager for Lily Taylor Natural Skincare products. So Lily Taylor will have to be a social enterprise. And she said, what does that mean? I said, well, I think for every bottle of Lily Taylor oil that we sell, I suggest that we donate $10 per bottles to start raising some money to buy some pads. What do you think? And she said, well, yes, why not? There's a need out there. Let's go for it. So we did. We started fundraising in March, April 2017. And our goal was to raise enough money to buy 10,000 pads. So we did that, contacted the schools May, June, and there was amazing need out there. So we just went from there.
How does that work? So you guys have raised enough money and bought pads and donated them to schools already?
Absolutely.
And this is an ongoing thing?
Oh, yes, yes. This is where we spoke to our accountant and he said, girls, you're going to be in trouble, so you need to set up a charity. So this is where Auckland Foundation came in.
All right, so what is Auckland Foundation?
So Auckland Foundation is what's known as a community foundation. So basically what we do is we encourage philanthropy for Auckland City to make a better place for people, encourage people to donate. And so what we do is we work with donors such as Suala, who have causes that they're really passionate about in Auckland. But rather than them setting up another charitable trust, of which there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of in New Zealand, they set up a fund under Auckland Foundation. So we manage all the compliance, all the legal stuff, all the charities commission registration, and they get to focus on the charitable giving.
So Auckland Foundation has been around for a while?
About 8 years.
Okay, so if this is an ongoing thing, you're not planning on stopping anytime soon, because obviously this need is not going to stop soon. But isn't there a place also for lobbying government, perhaps? Because shouldn't this be a cost that is taken care of by the government?
Well, absolutely. But I remember two women in Wellington that petitioned the government. I think it was National at the time. And if I somebody forwarded me the decline letter from Judith Collins, and it was an absolutely no. And we said, you know what, park the government out there. They're busy. They can't do everything, but this is where community, businesses, charities can come in, and let's do it for our girls. And we so far have been putting our running shoes on. Literally, we're running for around the bays this weekend.
So we'll come back to that. But if you could just explain how it actually works in schools. So do the products go to schools and then they distribute as...
Yes, we deal directly with the school nurses, and we give them the product, and the girls go to the school nurses and they distribute from there. We've got 15 schools in Auckland, one in Christchurch, and one charity that we have made exception to because they really did the hard sell on us, and they look after 52 primary intermediate schools and 3 high schools. And we said, oh no, they don't have their period, do they, the primary intermediate? I said, they start at the age of 8. So, you know, so I said to Chrissy, I think we have to make exceptions and deliver. So that's the only, so many charities have come on board and groups have asked us for help, but we have to be so focused that these kids, this is like our education funds, you know. I mean, we do have an education funds, but that only will only supply one kid. But with this supplies a lot of girls.
Exactly. It's almost like, yes, there's obviously it's very important, and there's merit in supplying directly to schools. But if you can supply to an agency which has the means to distribute,
so it's very education. I mean, we believe so much in education because I went through schools. I had to go back and finish my education. That's what got me here. So with these kids finishing their schools, I think it's empowering for our country. Don't you think so? I think Absolutely. It's amazing. I mean, you guys sell education. I've known Lily since she was a baby.
Yeah, she actually pierced my ears when I was 6 years old.
So it's amazing, you know, how times have turned around. I had to go back and do this pad. So I'm really amazed at kids out there.
And there's no sort of questions asked? There's no...
No, I mean, of course, we have to do all our paperwork. We keep a very tight, just like running a business. So when we deliver, they, you know, how many per school they want, they either... we ask them, do you want 480 pads or do you want 960? So they're two boxes. Mm. And it's all packaged. And majority of the time, they want 960. They sound a bit embarrassed. But we say, look, you can take as many as you want. Mm. We know there's a huge need. We've got amazing companies that are coming on board to sponsor this. And all we do is deliver and you give it out when the girls need it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, we have had some of the nurses say, if we don't sign the consent form, does that mean you don't give it to us? And we said, absolutely, we give it to you whether you sign the consent form or not. And the consent form is just in case somebody asks us what school do we deliver to. But we've decided just to keep that under our belt, whether they sign the consent form or not. It's privacy issues and we just have to respect that.
Well, that's right. There can be, and I personally don't think there should be around women's bodies, but there is a lot of stigma around this, right? And it can be embarrassing for young girls to have to ask for this sort of thing. So to have that safety around that is really important.
Well, that's why we decided to put a team in Round the Bays, and we're asking fathers, brothers, you know, all the males in these girls' lives, hey, let's all run together and take away that stigma of shame and embarrassment. It's just something normal that female that are born, it happens. It's just part of the cleansing process. So why be embarrassed about it? So I'm asking everybody, let's do it together in.
All right. So round the base, sorry. Yeah. You've got a team in and this is to raise awareness and money?
It's really raise awareness with a hope that a lot of companies are listening, because we're after companies, because some of these girls, when they leave school, they'll be employees. Some will come to here to Auckland University and they'll learn to be educators, business entrepreneurs, but the bulk of the kids will be employees. So I say to the businesses that are out there, hey, how about it? It's like a scholarship, but we're doing it this way. Mm. So come on board.
Mm. All right, Nicola, are you running this weekend?
I am not.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm not a runner.
But that's okay, because you are doing this other side of it, which is really important. As you say, you know, you may have gotten in trouble, quote, because there's money going around, there's donations, that sort of thing. This is a very important cause, I would say. What does it mean for Auckland Foundation to be part of that?
It means a huge amount. I mean, we're a very small team and we're all women. So, you know, obviously women's causes are very important to us. We actually launched a women's fund last year, which is specifically around looking at the issues that are facing women and girls. So, yes, this sort of thing's very, very important. And it's great to be on supporting someone like Sawala, who's just amazing.
And what's the day-to-day sort of process? What do you have to do in terms of keeping a charity registered? I'm just curious.
It really depends on the charity, I guess. So we'll have some which are brand new funds, such as Sawala's. So it's everything from setting up, so doing all the paperwork. There'll be others who have maybe set up a trust already, found that's too hard, too much work, and they will resettle it with us. So they'll kind of move it over to our care. And then we have others where we do like bequests, that kind of thing. So it's really variable depending on the donor.
I mean is there anything else you guys want to specifically you're okay?
I've got a lot to say about this.
All right, one, how are we getting this information out there so that people know what they need to do? You know, how can we actually support this or all get involved?
Well, this is why the team spins in the Round the Bays, is to raise awareness and hopefully, you know, somebody do a story on spins, media covers, all of that thing. But they can go, if they would like more information, they can go on www.spins.co.nz is our website with all the information there. And we try to update it as regular as we can, or they can go and like us on Facebook. You know, I'm not savvy on online media, but boy, oh boy, did I have to learn. Yeah. Yeah. And this, yeah, so, yeah, they can contact us through the website and take it from there.
And is there space for people to be involved in some way?
Oh, there is. I mean, already when I post something on about the team on Facebook, it's amazing how many people there have connected with us. Like, for example, Christchurch. We're now delivering to Christchurch.
Wow.
Sending out talofa to Christchurch. Amazing. And they're still suffering from the earthquake. So there's also two women that have come on board, and they're going to be our contact for Spin. So we will freight stock to these two businesswomen, and they really wanted to help out, and they can distribute to Christchurch. So, I mean, our long-term goal was to deal with Auckland first, but now the need, I mean, people are just finding us, and that's why we need more sponsors on board, so we can raise the money to buy the stock to feed it out.
Is this, I mean, it's called Spins, right? So it's sanitary products in New Zealand schools. But is there a possibility that it might move out beyond schools and into maybe other education?
Well, that's something that we did discuss with Darwin, the CEO of Auckland Foundation. Of course, there is. But right now, our focus is so much into school. And we deliver to their sole program. 3, 4, 5 to 6. One and two is looked after by Kids Can. So we were told that look after that part. But of course, there are some from decile, the higher ones, because they've got scholarship students from low decile, and they have contacted us. We can't name them. We can't name any schools. But they said, because of our higher decile, does that mean we can't get it? And we said, of course you can have them. So how many do you? Yeah, we have 960. So when I came back from holiday, it was already, there was orders. And wow. It was like, whoa, this is massive.
Just a side note, I mean, I don't think this is going to, like you say, it doesn't necessarily change anything, the different deciles, but there is some kind of review going on, right, on whether they are going to keep that system.
Yeah.
But like you say, that doesn't necessarily mean, that won't affect the schools that get.
Absolutely.
It'll be whoever needs it.
So that's really our role. Yeah, I know, this is personal for me. So I know what it's like to be poor and not having any money to buy it. So, yeah, I said to Chrissy, you know, you're from the other side of the scale, and I came from the other side. So she doesn't understand why some families don't have it. And that's because she was privileged and I came from the other side. So we'll pull our heads together and say, this is a need, New Zealand. We need to help out. And we're in a privileged position. You know, we really are, and with the help of the Auckland Foundation, it just makes our job easier.
Just also a question, and you're focusing on pads, I assume. Is there any kind of need for tampons or even menstrual cups?
I'll just focus. The school nurses have said the girls do not ask for tampons. So pads, highly recommended. So we said, okay, we just stick with the pads until you give us the okay that you would like tampons. Then, of course, we'll source those. Mm. In terms of cups, we have looked at it. It's too expensive. Mm. And if girls don't want to use tampons, they're certainly not going to use the cup.
Mm.
So we'll leave that to them to make, you know, our role is just to deliver to school nurses.
It's about the current need.
That's right. Mm. Yes.
Right. Because there is this sort of education around the benefits of menstrual cups in terms of the environment, but that's probably a gradual process that might.
Yeah. Yeah. So some kids, it's up to them, the parents and the school nurses. We just have to make it easier for schools to have the product. They don't have much funding around this part of their services, so I know it's amazing, but hey, we are having fun doing this. I really am.
I guess it's quite empowering too as a woman.
Well, it's because I was disempowered as a girl. I didn't have it. My family didn't have any spare, and sanitary items were certainly not on the shopping list. So I can understand where some families are. I mean, some of my clients have said to me, well, can't they go and families go and buy sheets and cut it up? And I said, they don't even have 50 cents for milk, let alone buying a sheet. I know how much sheets cost. you know, about 250 just for a pair.
Do you think there's room for education around the actual need? Like talking, I mean, if you're talking widely, right, there are a lot of people and those that it doesn't affect directly that don't possibly understand the importance of the need for pads.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a conversation that we're really getting going.
You know, let's talk about periods.
Yeah.
Let's take that out and talk into boardrooms about periods.
Well, that's what I want to go and talk to these corporate companies that, you know, some of the CEO are males, their fathers, their grandfathers, their brothers, and, you know. So it's really saying, hey, it's a normal part of being a female. Every female that are born, it's part of our cleansing process. So how about it? So you guys need to come on board and help fund SPIN so we can get more of the sanitary items to schools. You know, but women are really, I mean, the Women's Funds, the Auckland Foundation, they have really embraced this. Yeah, boots and all, and I love it.
Have you had any backlash?
Backlash in
is what? A negative kind of reactions to spins?
Absolutely no.
None.
No. If anything, the clients, my business, the Works Hair Salon, the clients have just embraced it. I mean, I was so rapt when one lady came in and said, I've only got $4. Does that help? And I said, you'll be amazed how many pads we can get for this. So just about everybody that have females, they've just come in and say, we want to help.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.